is a longtime friend of this program. In fact, early in Mitch's career, he used to be a website guy and a corporate recruiter and all that. And now he's focusing more on the career-related business. Good friend of ours. We have him on every year about this time to kind of talk about trends in the career world. And Mitch, it's always good to have you on the show. Welcome to Grow Ma.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's great to be here.
Good morning, and thanks for taking your time. Now, we do have to acknowledge you brought with you a better-looking member of the Arnold family. Your daughter, Kelly, is sitting in. Kelly, it's nice to have you here on Grow Ma with us. Now, Mitch, you have an article out right now that is titled Year of the Rolling Toolbox. Year of the Rolling Toolbox. What on earth does that mean?
Yeah, it's kind of gets your attention, doesn't it? About 10 years ago, you talk about my evolution professionally. About 10 years ago, I was living out in the Carolinas, in North Carolina, just up the road from Mooresville, North Carolina, which was called Race City, USA. They still call themselves that. That's where many of the top NASCAR teams are. And at the end of the 90s is when NASCAR was transitioning from a regional sport to a national phenomenon, becoming the second most watched sport on TV. And at that time, there was a mad scramble between teams to get the talent. And they were swapping back and forth all the time. And it wasn't uncommon because these race shops were so close together that you'd see mechanics literally pushing their big box of tools down the street to a competitor. And sometimes they would meet in between as they were simply switching teams. So I called it the year of the rolling toolbox because I believe that there are a lot of professionals that will do the same thing figuratively here in Omaha and across the country, that they'll take their skills, their talents, their tools, push them down the street to somebody who offers a better opportunity to them. And I think that's a result of the trying, troubling economic times we've gone through for the past couple of years, that there's some people ready to make a move now that weren't before.
But people make a move. I mean, you know, you hear, you know, people move across the country for $10,000 in a company car or something. How has that evolved? Where, you know, where's the loyalty on both sides of that equation, and what does it take for employees to change jobs these days?
Well, I recommend to all professionals to look at their professional situation. Jeff and I were talking before the show where it's important to take care of your professional health as well as your physical health, to evaluate where you are in your career and make sure that you're progressing in your career. If you have an ultimate goal, not to wait 10 years or 15 years until it's too late to pursue the type of position that you want. So what it takes to get somebody to move is an opportunity to grow professionally, and that's what we key on. Sometimes it's money, but lots of times it's opportunity, the type of work that you're able to do, the sort of advancement that the new opportunity allows. Those are the sorts of reasons that people want to make a move.
Mitch, when you get resumes in and someone switched every year, every 2 years, they've had five jobs in the last 10 or 12 years, that doesn't give me a lot of comfort for longevity of the employee.
Absolutely. You don't want job hopping on your resume, in any case, but what you want is to have a logical progression. If you have changed jobs the past couple of years, two times maybe in the past 5 years, as long as you have a reason behind it, a legitimate reason, you could say, I left company A because company B offered me a chance to get into management. That was something I was interested in. Then that makes sense. And right now, because private industry has been in somewhat turmoil for the past couple of years, there's a lot of good people that found themselves booted out for no other reason than their company couldn't afford to make the payroll anymore. So
give us some background on your company and how you guys do things in this turbulent times.
Well, our role as recruiters is the most simply put is we look for talent that our clients can't find on their own. Our clients come to us when they've gone through all the traditional routes. They put the advertisement out online. They might have put it in the newspaper. They've worked their network. They called their obvious choices, and they still can't find the type of talent that they want. That's where we come in. We go out and find people that aren't looking on the job boards, that aren't opening up the classifieds on Sunday morning and saying, I'm going to send a resume. They might be thinking that, but until we make that call and we present that opportunity, they're not doing that. So our role is to bring that top talent to our clients who we believe are some of the top companies to work for.
Now, on the other side, I've heard more than one job hunter just so frustrated saying that, you know, it's so impersonal. It's like they've got to get on the job boards. Every company, you've got to apply online. You know, you can't go in and give your resume. And it just seems like a cold process. And my thought is always you do it more old school, and you do it through a network and learn, you know, find someone like you or find connections. Because how do you stand out online? I mean,
it's really difficult to do online, and I know the frustration. I hear it every day. You put in a resume, you fill out an application, and then you wait, and you wait. And you can't, there's nobody that you can call in some of those companies that can tell you any more than, we have your resume on file, and we'll get back to you. So it is difficult, and it is frustrating, and that's where we come in. With the right talent, I know the people in some of these companies and our client companies that I could call and make a compelling case of why they should talk to one of the candidates that I present.
What's your website?
Our website is preferredpartnersllc.com.
Talking with Mitch Arnold of Preferred Partners LLC, and Mitch, kind of following up on that issue, the majority of jobs in the world are never advertised. They are going to people who are promoted from within, who know the right people, who have a job created for them, or go through companies like yours. So your thoughts on that? I mean, so many people focus on responding to listed advertisements, but really they're competing with everyone for the smallest number of jobs.
They absolutely are. And I recommend anybody, especially if they've been out of work a long time, not to rely on simply sending a resume or filling out an application, but to try to make that phone call or find somebody who knows somebody inside that company that could open up the door. But like you said, Jeff, a lot of these opportunities aren't even published. We work on a lot of opportunities that aren't in the classified ads because our clients know they're not going to find that level of talent. So it's important for professionals to reach out to their network, recruiters like me who are in their industry, to their professional network, the people that they have breakfast with, that they have lunch with, their friends and all of that, to let people know what they're interested in and what their skill set is.
Now, when it comes to working with companies like yours, yeah. You guys work for the employer, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do the would-be employees build relationships with the Mitch Arnolds of the world when really you're focused on serving the employer, right?
Our job, again, is to bring the best talent to our clients. And it's not that everybody who comes to me isn't top talent, but our clients have specific needs. So I can't help everybody. I'll never be able to say that any engineer, any salesperson I could find an opportunity for, even the top performers, unless they have the skill set that my clients need, I won't be able to help them.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break for the news, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with Mitch. We're also taking calls today, 558-1110, 558-1110 if you're local. If you're out of town, 1-800-543-1110. Ask us about anything, retailers coming to town, economic development questions, business questions, you name it. You are listening to the scratchy-throated Jeff Beals and the normal-throated Trenton Magid. We'll be back after this on 1110 KFAB.
Local, national, and worldwide coverage. Today's News Radio, 1110 KFAB.
And welcome back to Grow Omaha, the area's only economic development, business expansion, and real estate talk show. I'm Jeff Beals, fighting the plague, but I have a lozenge in my throat and a hot tea by my side. And if you'll bear with me, we'll get through it. The man sitting to my right is one of my best friends, Trenton Magid, also happens to be an extraordinary real estate broker working with office, retail, and industrial properties throughout the metro area. We are the area's only show that focuses on these type of economic development topics. And I do want to take a moment to talk about our co-sponsor. It is All Makes Office Equipment Company. All Makes was voted best office furniture dealership in Omaha for 5 consecutive years. All Makes Office Equipment Company is located downtown at 25th and Farnham in Omaha, also at 33rd and O Street in Lincoln. Visit their showrooms to see the best of new and used office furniture and business machines. All Makes also offers space planning, project management, and move management services. We've worked with them for years at World Group and can personally attest to the quality of the products and the services they provide. 25th and Farnham, plus locations in Lincoln and Des Moines. You can reach them at allmakes.com or by that old-fashioned telephone, 341-2413. Allmakes, Office Equipment Company. Well, we're taking calls today. The numbers are 558-1110, 1-800-543-1110. We're also talking about career issues with expert Mitch Arnold, President and CEO of Preferred Partners, who's on the cutting edge of career trends, both locally and internationally. Before we go back to Mitch, though, we do have a caller. Susan has some questions about restaurants in the metro area. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Appreciate you calling. What's on your mind, Susan?
Well, I'm just always curious about what's up and coming as far as restaurants.
Well, you know, that's got to be one of our favorite topics for people because everyone wants to know where they can eat.
I've got an unconfirmed rumor, Susan, that the former Taco Bueno at Lakeside Hills, Jeff doesn't even know this, may be converted into a Steak and Shake.
A Steak and Shake?
No way.
I think that's one of those places that everyone
kind of
wants.
Like a Winstead's down in Kansas City, but it's that'd be awesome. I don't know if that's true or not. They still have that vacant TGI Fridays that's next door there. Mm-hmm. But that Lone Star out in West Maple or West Center Road has done very well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jeff, let's see what other restaurants are coming.
Well, there's a lot. There's always a lot of restaurant stuff in play. Loft 610 has some new ownership. We understand. Perhaps the Levy restaurants that provide services to the Quest Center are taking over there. And it was a great product, but I thought for whatever reason they decided to do a little bit of a switcheroo there. And so I think you're going to see still a very high-quality menu there, but maybe a little smaller price point for people. And then there are a number of chains that are interested in the market. I know there's a Freddy's frozen custard that is coming to the Papillion
area. That's probably the newest to the market that's unique. They're around the Midwest. That it's a frozen custard. Think Culver's basically. They're in an outlot at Shadow Lake Town Center in front of Hy-Vee.
Mm-hmm. And I think they want to expand throughout the city. And then there are a lot of restaurants that everyone talks about, and we know a lot of them are looking. But one of the things that has been kind of a trend lately is that you're seeing a lot of these lower price point restaurants really expand in Omaha, like Five Guys Burgers and Fries. The Pizza Ranch is expanding like crazy throughout the metro area, whereas that typically used to be a rural
that
restaurant.
Just opened at Metro Crossing in Council Bluffs.
Yeah, and they're looking at other sites around town. And then you are seeing some of these themed restaurants that kind of fit what they call the man cave. Not that this would appeal to you too much, Susan, but the man cave theme where they really cater to guys, like Twin Peaks, which is coming to West Center Road.
I was shocked when I heard that.
Yeah, I know you were appalled by that. But any rate, appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go back to Mitch Arnold, but we'll take some calls still. So if you have other questions, 558-1110, 1-800-543-MITCH. Let's go back to some of these career issues. When people are wanting to go get a job, and we talked about not necessarily always going through the internet-based listings or the newspaper want ads, if they still use that term, let's talk about networking. And does good old-fashioned networking still play the same role that it did years ago?
Absolutely, it does. Perhaps even more so with the social networking sites. LinkedIn, even Facebook, has a networking function that's professional as well as social in allowing people to put out what they do, put their profile out there, what they're interested in, what their skill sets are. And in addition to that, I always encourage when a recruiter, even if it's not me, calls a professional, talk to that recruiter. Tell the recruiter what you want, what your ideal job would be, what your skill set is, because even if he can't help you now, he might call you a year or two down the line. And that's what we see a lot of right now, are people that we've talked to over the past year or two that weren't wanting to make a move in a tough economic time, but are now feeling the impulse to make a move.
Or just to see if they're still happy at their current job.
Absolutely. We talk to those people all the time. There was a manpower survey that went out toward the end of 2010 that said 84% of professionals prepared and were considering looking at a new opportunity in 2011. 84% are thinking about.
That's pretty scary.
84% are thinking about making a move. That doesn't mean that they're going to send their resume out, but they're considering it. And I'll tell you why that is, why I believe it is. It's because as companies scaled back, they dropped off some of their workforce, and they added responsibilities to their current workforce. And with those responsibilities, didn't always come increased compensation. So you have a workforce in some cases that are feeling overworked and underappreciated.
At the risk of sounding a little schizophrenic today, we're going to go back and forth between some of Mitch's stuff and some of the callers. And our next caller is David, who has a question about Oakview Mall. David, you're on Corral Omaha.
Hey, guys. I was just going to ask, with Oakview losing restaurants and shops, what do you think is the future, and will it get rejuvenated? I will hang up and listen.
Thanks. Thanks, David. Personally, Oakview is in such a great location. They lost the Lone Star to West Center Road out farther, but General Growth does a good job. You do have some big boxes on the Ring Road, and there's not a lot of big boxes looking right now. You've got an empty Hy-Vee, which is probably about 75,000 feet. You've got a Linens and Things. There's next to the Golf Galaxy, you've got the old...
Where the rec room shop was.
Rec room shop. They lost, it was a beauty...
Beauty Brands.
Yeah, Beauty Brands. And so you're right, there's some holes there, and it'll be interesting. You know, if you look at the West Center Corridor, the same thing happened, and Sullivan Company did a good job of backfilling those spaces with the tile shop and some other ones that are coming in. It could take some time, though.
Yeah, it could. And you remember the Guitar Center is interested in that area?
Well, the Guitar Center is going to take about – that's another one that left
– Old Navy.
Old Navy. So they're taking about 18,000 square foot of the old Navy space. But it is interesting to think when, you know, you're surrounded 360 degrees by daytime and nighttime population, and to think that you know, it's that much better to go other places – It'll be interesting to see what happens to that. It's a good question.
Oakview area will hold its own. That is my confident prediction. You have great demographics, as Trenton just alluded to. Your sales per square foot inside the mall are still very strong, and there is great population density there. And sure, there's going to be, you know, other developments. Like, there is an amazing outlet development being planned for the Gretna area, in which they're going to add in 100,000 or more square feet there, make it beautiful, make it a destination. But that won't really hurt Oakview because it's so far away from where Oakview is. And so I think the retail strength of that area will be stable and will be protected for a long time. I don't see any competition going into that area anytime soon that would be of that magnitude, because there's no ground available for
it. But on a national level, you're not seeing, you know, the JCPenney's of the world and Targets, you know, doing a ton of expansion right now. And there's only so many Walmarts that we can live with.
Now, this is great. Our next caller has a question for Mitch. Mitch, are you ready to take a call? You might want to put your headphones on there so you can hear this. Our next caller is Joe. Joe, welcome to Grow Omaha. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I had a call for or a question for Mitch. I was wondering, resumes. There seems to be different styles, and every time I prepare a resume, somebody tells me I'm not doing it right or I should change it to this style. Is there a particular style you recommend, and is there anything, you know, one important feature that you would say has to be in every resume?
The reality is that most of these resumes go into electronic format almost immediately before even decision makers see them. Many of the companies, ours included, take an electronic resume and dump it into a database. So we don't see the way that it looks. What we look for more is the content in it. And with the content, what you want is to highlight your strengths with key action words, achievements such as increased sales 50% over 1 year or along those lines, to put in the key words, because the HR reps and recruiters like me are keyword searching our pool, our database of resumes. So what the content is far more important than what the format is.
Does that answer your question?
That's what I was looking for. That answers actually my question.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
You know, I always
Thank
say,
you.
Thanks, Joe. I always say, Mitch, when people are talking about resumes and things like that, my advice to people is always to think of it this way. A resume has one job and one job only, and that is to get you an interview. If it doesn't do that, it's not doing its job. And so, and that may cause some people to say, duh, Jeff, that's obvious. But the thing is, if you think in that mindset, if you think like a marketer and say, this thing is only worth more than the paper it's printed on, if it gets me interviews, that will help you kind of figure out, what do I say?
Absolutely. And I always tell people, let your career dictate what your resume says. I had a guy a month or so ago who sent me a one-page resume. He's got an MBA, he's a licensed engineer, and he's had some great experiences. But he was still operating from the mindset of, my resume needs to be just a page, a paper page. And I said, hey, look, you've done a lot of good things. Talk about these good things. Plus, nobody's going to see this piece of paper. It's going to go into a database like I talked about. Sell yourself. Market yourself. Self-marketing, right, Jeff?
No, I can relate to that.
Exactly. Put yourself out there and put your best foot forward.
In that case, Mitch, when people send their resumes in and you put them in database, does it matter whether you get a PDF or a Word document, or is your technology good enough that you can just scan a PDF, or does it help you by getting an MS Word doc?
Either way, those work. What throws off the databases, though, are all the fancy graphics that people like to put in, or they like to put their name along the side or on the bottom, because resume parsing tools like we use try to complete fields in a database. And they make assumptions. So when I push parse and in your first name it says education, you're making it more inconvenient for me to go back there and look at it. And some of those people just get thrown out.
Does the preferredpartnersllc.com, does it have anything on there to show people how to submit their resumes? Or
we just ask people to email their resumes to us. And again, a Word format or a PDF format is great. Stay away from any sort of crazy graphical tools, because those don't always translate well. And again, we don't care what it looks like. We want to see what's in it.
Now, we're talking with Mitch Arnold of Preferred Partners, executive recruiting firm based here in Omaha. We're going to talk more with Mitch when we come back. Also, we're open for calls today. Don't normally do that. 558-1110, 1-800-543-1110. If you have questions about economic development, fine. If you have questions about career issues for Mitch, fine too. You're listening to Jeff Beals and Trenton Maggett on Grow Omaha, brought to you by World Group, Commercial Real Estate, and All Makes Office Equipment Company. Back after this on 1110 KFAB.
You can find the national stuff pretty much anywhere, but to find out what's happening locally in your own backyard, join me, Tom Becca, 4 o'clock, Monday through Friday, here on 1110 KFAB.
You're darn right, Becca. We are live and local, and this is the Grow Omaha radio program brought to you by All Makes Office Equipment Company, 25th and Farnham, taking care of all of your office furniture and equipment needs. Also by World Group Commercial Real Estate, Omaha's premier commercial real estate company. We're the only show dedicated to economic development, commercial real estate, and construction, and similar type of talk. A couple things. We have with us Mitch Arnold today. He is the president and CEO of Preferred Partners, an esteemed recruiting and staffing and placement agency that deals with, you know, upper level and professional positions based here in Omaha. A little interesting news bit here. The CarneyHub.com reports that the Nebraska Rural Development Commission is informing residents of the Sandhills area, that vast area of ranch land in northwest Nebraska, for a lack of a better term, faces an economic crisis over the 20 years. 10 counties are projecting populations to increase dramatically. So we have to keep our eye on that as our state becomes more urban. One question I wanted to bring up, we have with us, as I said, Mitch Arnold, expert on jobs and careers. He recently has an article out called The Year of the Rolling Toolbox. And Mitch, let's say I just saw a job that was posted recently, and it was posted at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and the description of the job description is responsible for offensive game preparation, on-field strategies and game tactics, conduct student-athlete recruiting, monitor academic progress of current student-athletes, instruction to the team and the execution of offensive schemes and techniques. I think that sounds like a pretty cool job. Do you think I'd have a chance if I responded to that, Ed?
I imagine there's probably 100 or more applicants already for that position, Jeff. I don't know if you have the required experience, but it sure created quite a stir yesterday afternoon when people started to notice that looks like Sean Watson's job is posted online.
Yeah, I had to mention that because that's another example of why sometimes the jobs that are posted out there are really, frankly, a joke.
And also, next week, Jeff Beals will be back. Joining me in the guest day is Harvey Fierstein, a noted playwright and big voice guy.
That's right. I'm Harvey Firestein, noted for my production work and directing and film. I've got quite a few credits, and it's good to be here on KFAB.
That's great. Yeah, and when did you take up smoking?
Very recently. I'm okay. As people know who listen all the time, I tend to have a scratchy throat. When I get the cold, it goes straight for the radio pipes. All right, Roger is calling here on KFAB with a question. Roger, welcome to Grow Omaha.
Thank you, guys. It's a great show. I listen to you all the time. And I don't have a question, but just a comment of the passing of Artie Bariotis, and his funeral was yesterday. And he was the fellow that got the liquor license for the Mr. Toad's in downtown, the old market, before there was anything down there. And he also, he and Rusty Harmson, founded the Spaghetti Works down there. And as you two know, those were great businesses that developed that downtown. And I just wanted to mention it.
There's no question that those guys were visionaries and great caretakers of the old market, along with the Mercers and some other people that, you know, didn't look towards national change and kept a local flavor down there. So, you know, it's a passing of a great steward of the city of Omaha, and we thank him and his family for continuing the tradition.
Yeah, he was an early pioneer of urban redevelopment in Omaha, and now, even though you can't really track this sort of thing because the old market isn't a gated attraction, it's basically the number one tourist attraction in the entire state, and guys like Artie and those early pioneers had a lot to do with it. Roger, we appreciate you bringing that up and noting Artie in passing. Okay, let's go back a couple other things with Mitch. We only have about a minute left, but one thing I do want to mention, when you talk about that article that you wrote, the moving toolbox theme, that implies that the world is moving toward the independent contractor model. I mean, frankly, Mitch, it seems like even a lot of people who are traditional employees are now expected to behave like independent contractors. Do you agree, and where do you see that going?
I do agree, Jeff. I think that people need to think of themselves as a business of one, and look out for themselves and their professional health, to constantly evaluate, like a business does, how are they progressing toward their goals. A private enterprise is going to look at their forecast, what they have available, and where they want to go, and I think individuals ought to do that too, and to treat themselves that way and understand the value they bring to the market.
Start by going to jeffbeals.com and getting self-marketing power and doing their personal branding.
I didn't pay him to make that response. So is that a good thing, Mitch?
I believe it is, Jeff. I think it increases accountability in professionals and makes a better employer-employee relationship. If everybody has a common goal and they share that common goal, I can only see that being a positive.
Yeah, because I see it. I think the independent contractor model works as long as the employer is flexible and the employee is a very responsible person who takes his or her work seriously and can be accounted, who can be counted on to do things in a very unsupervised way.
Absolutely. You're talking about a peer-to-peer relationship much more than a supervisor-to-underling experience.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mitch, once again, if people want to get a hold of you and take advantage of your services, how do they contact you?
Our phone number is 402-884-7466, and our website is preferredpartnersllc.com.
Yeah, and I appreciate you coming on here. Very important stuff as we come out of the recession and things are starting to look up. Good opportunities for people. Thanks, Mitch. Godspeed to you, and thanks for being a part of our show. All right, next week, ladies and gentlemen, another great program for you. Hopefully this humble correspondent will be a little clearer in the voice. Trenton, I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'll be great.
In the meantime, have a great week. I'm Jeff Beals.
And I'm Trenton Maggie.
You've been listening to Grow Omaha, brought to you by All Makes and World Group. Next week at 8 a.m. right here on 1110 KFAB.